Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode.
All right, everybody. In this video, Dominique and I will give you three tips for keeping the peace in your relationship when you have family members in your pockets. Go ahead and get the pen and paper out. We're ready.
Hey, everybody. This is Dominique with DJH Capital Management here on YouTube today with the wifey, Brianna, again.
That's me.
We want to empower you and give you some tools to do more with your life and money, and just be able to make the better, bigger decision. And today we're gonna give you three rules for keeping the peace and the harmony in your relationship when you got the family members in your pocket.
Yeah, Dominique, that's not a good thing at all. So guys, stay tuned because this is a very important topic.
All right, now check it out. If you want to get more tips on finances in marriage or financial literacy or economic empowerment, you've gotta hit that subscribe button right below so that you can get updates when we release on the channel. Let's get into this topic today. All right, Bree, what are we talking about when you're talking about people in your pockets?
Well, there are two of you who are in a marriage and there are others outside of that marriage. So anybody who's in the pockets beside you and your spouse, that's who we're talking about today.
So family members,
absolutely.
Friends.
Absolutely, children.
Ooh.
I mean, sometimes it could be the children that cause a lot of the problems. Mm. So any extension of your unit is the people that could be in the pockets that could kind of cause friction in your marriage.
And when you say in the pockets, you mean like, so you've got a budget for your household.
Sure.
And maybe there's somebody or something being given to somebody else as far as financial support, mm-hmm, that is not inside that budget.
That's correct. So if you're in if someone else is in your pockets and you and your spouse have not agreed on that particular person or persons to be in there, that means budget is not allocated towards it. Monies are being laundered over on the side and it's a sneaky thing going on. Whatever it is, whatever the spectrum, that's what we're talking about today. Those people who are in the pockets and it's causing friction between you and your spouse.
Okay, so let's get some rules. We've been married for 21 years.
Yes, we have.
So I would say rule number one, yeah, would, what you just kind of articulated,
yeah,
is kind of decide in advance amongst yourselves what is going to be the limits here. So
yeah,
as far as, is there a dollar limit? Is there a budget or things like that? What would you say are some of the things that we've used?
Dominique, it always starts with a plan, right?
Yeah.
So it's communicating a plan between you and your spouse first. The love that we have for our extended family members, including specifically our children,
yeah,
and or anyone else, it's true and it's real and it's based on emotion.
Yeah.
But when you and I get a chance to talk, the facts mixed with the heart come together and we can make a sound decision that it's okay between each other. Now, sometimes that may jive with the people who are in our pockets, sometimes it may not. But guess what? The core and the unit is still sound and our vision is still going forward.
So, okay, so rule number one would be if there hasn't been some type of agreement,
sure,
beforehand, then the person that's, you know, going for money or things in, or,
mm-hmm,
financial support,
mm-hmm,
in your pocket or,
mm-hmm,
whatever, however you want to look at that, then you basically got to cut that off until something has been decided. Is that what we're saying?
That's what we're saying. Now, here's the thing. You have to there's that trust again between you and your spouse that each of you want what is best for the unit and then what is best for extended family. You know, it gets tricky, Dominique,
yeah,
when it's my side of the family
versus my side of the
or
family.
Or versus, yeah, your side. So I'll think whatever decision he's trying to make, he doesn't have any emotional ties because it's someone who's on my side of the family. So we have to go into it with a sound mind,
yep,
love for one another, and then make a decision based on that so we can really make headway in our finances.
Cool. Let's hit rule number two.
Let's do it.
All right. So this rule number two, I think, is really key, Bree.
Oh,
you,
man,
can't enable the person that you're trying to financially support. So a couple of questions need to be asked before support is given. It's,
sure,
like, does this person already have a budget in place that they're not following? Is there a track record with them not being able to handle their finances? You know, things like that, right?
Absolutely. Dominique, here again, when you're talking about blood being thicker than water, that saying right there, kind of throw that out of the door. We get in a lot of trouble with that, and we become enablers of someone maybe who is not a great steward over their own finances.
Yeah.
And there goes our relationship because of it. So once again, we have to come together. We make decisions that are sound and based in facts and the reality of there could be a need, actual need for support,
yeah,
if another person is willing to, you know, make some changes.
Yeah.
But if not, you have to make that hard decision. And that's tough love, guys. But guess what? Your unit and core stays sound and stable, and you become not the enabler. You don't want to
I think what I've seen, too, you know, with dealing with clients going through this, I've always told them that, you know, you can put a really, really clear boundary. And sometimes I get to play the bad guy or
sure,
the bad cop
sure,
with the clients, is just telling them that, you know, you can't be in a position to support somebody else until your situation is fixed. And then that kind of puts up a barrier around you.
Absolutely.
Or a safeguard so that you don't have to make those emotional decisions. They
sure,
can be based in logic. So I think that's helpful. You know, some of the other things that happen, too, is, you know, when we have a situation where we're, like you said earlier, not ready to have the hard conversation.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier just to write that check or give them, you know, some money. But
sure,
when you really need to have a conversation with them because they've been, you know, let's say frivolous or, you know, just not a good steward.
Yeah,
that was a term
definitely,
you used, over their finances. Something else needs to be done. So I would say that's a rule number two.
Absolutely.
Don't enable them. Let's
absolutely,
move on to rule number three.
Let's do it.
All right, so this rule number three, this is kind of something you came up with when
yeah,
we were in the DR
doing
something like this before, is that don't use money as kind of like a replacement of value. What do you mean by that?
So here's the thing. We talked about money as being the great revealer.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever your money is, you will also find your heart. So if you're willing to give out your money to someone else, at the expense of the relationship between you and your spouse, you are showing your value as being greater with the other thing
mm,
or the other person.
So give me an example of that.
Yeah. So for instance, if I'm willing, though my husband and I have agreed on a particular amount to spend monthly, but I'm willing to go outside of that limit to get things that I just might enjoy or like or want, I am then saying to him that I value the thing more than I value him and the decision that we've made. Same could be told with a person.
Yeah, I
we
know.
Have,
there's,
yeah,
yeah, so
yeah,
a good example is our daughter's in college.
Absolutely.
We've talked about her before, and so it's okay to put her on blast.
Sure.
But
that's what they're for.
You know, so sometimes, you know, so she has her own budget.
Yeah.
And we'll help her out and we'll financially support her. But
yeah,
after she's gone and exhausted through those funds, sometimes
absolutely,
she may give us a call. But, you know, the deal is if we, if say, like, we've agreed to give her $400 a month,
mm-hmm,
after $400 is gone and after her money
who
is gone.
I wish I had $400 extra a month when I was in college. Are you kidding me? So here's the thing. So she'll call us up and say, hey, you know, the funds have run low. I might try to sneak a look. No, no.
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
that's what we're talking about,
yeah,
when that those types of things.
She's got to find other ways.
She has to. She has to. That's
she's got grandparents.
They'll be the enablers, huh?
Let them
but
be the
not
enablers.
Us. We remain intact.
That's funny. Well, it's cool. One, two, three rules. Let's recap for them
yeah,
real
let's
quick.
Do it.
So
let's do it.
You have to decide in advance that there's going to be some type of plan or system
yeah,
between you and your spouse before money goes out the door that you guys have not agreed
sure,
about.
Sure.
Second thing is you can't be enabling people that may be in your pocket, family members or non-family members,
mm-hmm,
when they
people
may
who
have
are
a problem
trying to get in their your pockets.
Yeah,
yes,
there may be a deeper problem that you have to address.
Yeah.
And you can't use money or finances to replace value. If
yeah,
when the value is supposed to be in your relationship and you're finding it outside of the relationship by financially supporting somebody that needs you,
yeah,
you know, we all
oh,
want to feel needed.
Lord. The need to feel needed.
Did I strike a nerve?
And now we're in, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, we got a question for you. How have you dealt with these type of money issues before?
Absolutely.
Why don't you leave your comments down below and we'll talk to you later.
We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so we have a question for you. How have you dealt with these type of money issues
yeah,
before?
Yeah,
I always do
that's
this.
Okay.
Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.